defensively on Porter, some 25 feet away from the rim. He doesn't like that one, but a foul called against USC. Second team foul against the Trojans. McCray catches the inbounds. Looking inside for Jimenez, knocked out of bounds by Akunwafo. Wisconsin 22% from the floor in this game. They're 4 out of 18. USC's shooting percentage now up to 40% for the game. Jimenez catches the inbounds pass, gets bumped out of bounds, and it'll be USC ball. Jimenez trying to say the only reason I'm out of bounds is because I got bumped out of bounds, but apparently the officials missed that. Smith to Iriafen, high post. Back out to Kennedy Smith on the left. Drives to the free throw line to Iriafen. Out to Von Ohlhofen. Porter defends. Now back mid post on left. Turn around left of the lane in by Iriafen. 7 points for her. 7:23 to play, second quarter. And USC has its largest lead of the game, 23-12. Trojans on a 6-0 run to start quarter number two. McCray, top of the key, spins over to Porter on the wing. 10 on the shot clock. Porter, defended by Smith, screened by Williams. Porter has some space now. Bounces back to Sarah. Ball fake. Throws it inside. McCray has it, 2 on the shot clock. Out to Myers for 3. Got it. Tess Myers drills it at the shot clock buzzer.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Sorry about that. Back to the action. 5:52 to play in this quarter. Here is Natalie Leitzinger for 3 in the corner. Leitzinger lights it up. A 3 by the Badgers. Wisconsin shooting pretty well from the outside. Now 23-18 USC with the lead and a travel called against the Trojans. Travel by Iriafen. Fenn. 23-18, seventh-ranked USC on top of Wisconsin. A 6-0 Badgers run. Three by Myers and a 3 by Leitzinger. Now Williams, top side. Bounces to McCray. Going to work on Iriafen. Missed it short on the right. Rebound USC, and then they lose it out of bounds. Off the hands of Samuels, far sideline and out. So Wisconsin will get it back. 6-0 Badgers run for USC. That is their sixth turnover of the half. See if Wisconsin can take advantage of this miscue by USC. Down by 5. 5:18 to play. Second quarter. Whistle away from the basketballs. McCray had it out on top, and that'll be apparently against the Badgers. And Tess Myers. Or they called 3 seconds. I saw the number 3. Yeah, I think it was 3 seconds. Sorry about that. Oh, they did get a foul. Okay. I thought I had that right. Second personal against Myers is according to the stats. We'll see if they correct that. Down low on the left. Shot blocked by Williams on Iriafen. Porter picks it up with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Porter throws over to Cron, left wing. Finds McCray. Darts it off to the right and Porter. Defended by Samuels. Porter. going to her right, to the baseline, to Williams, open, jumper, got it. Rattled around and fell through for Williams. Long two-pointer in. Wisconsin trails by three. 8-0 Badgers run. 4:33 to play second quarter. Powell driving on Cron. Left hand, nope. Rebound, Williams. Wisconsin can tie it with a three. Up ahead, McCray. Transition stolen by Samuels, but she stepped on the baseline. It'll be Wisconsin basketball with 4:21 to go. Second quarter, USC 23, Wisconsin 20. And are we good for another break, or we'll take a break? This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, Lots of Matt's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub Lots of Matz Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Back at the Kohl Center, 23-20. Seventh-ranked USC leads Wisconsin with 4:21 to play in the second quarter, but the Badgers are on an 8-0 run over the last 2.5 minutes. Hey, Badger fans, Wisconsin is back on action this back in action rather this Sunday when they take on Illinois. You can get tickets at uwbadgers.com. The Badgers and Illini square off at 3:30 this Sunday at the Kohl Center. Okay, so the Badgers this quarter, 3 of 5 from the floor. USC is 2 out of 7. But Wisconsin has now outscored the Trojans 8-6 in the quarter after USC scored the first 6 of the quarter. And now it's just a three-point difference in the score, 23-20. Wisconsin's being led by Sarah Williams, 4 out of 12 from the floor, 9 points. Tess Myers has hit a couple of threes. That's been big. She's got 6 points for Wisconsin. USC's leading scorers, Iria Fenn and Von Olhoffen, both with 7. Juju Watkins is 1 of 5 from the floor. So the Big Ten's leading scorer has 2 points thus far on 1 of 5 shooting. Wisconsin has not led in this game yet. USC has had as large as an 11-point lead. But the Badgers' defense has been pretty big over the last 3 minutes and 6 seconds. USC has not scored in that time frame, and they're 0 out of their last 4 from the field. Just a 3-point difference. It'll be Wisconsin's basketball. 4:21 to play, second quarter. Leitzinger bouncing to Porter down low, throws it off the window. She missed it down low on the left, had a good look at it. Picked up USC. Samuels, front court, pushes to the corner. Now to Watkins on the wing, defended by McCray. Juju, left elbow, kick out Samuels. 3, right of the wheel. No good, miss it off the right side of the rim. McCray rips it down, outlet up ahead. Williams, all kinds of open, and now the defense settles in. Finds Porter down low, Badgers have to bring it out. Cron to Porter, corner 3, no. Rebound Howell. Wisconsin had a great opportunity there. Howell, front court for the Trojans. Off to the right. Samuels, right baseline. Bounce inside. It's Marshall over Williams. Yep. Stops the 8-0 run. Badgers got it down to 3. It's now a 25-20 USC lead. 3:36 to play second quarter. Natalie Leitzinger in Wisconsin with the basketball. Bouncing at the free throw line. It's Williams, defended by Marshall. Here's a drive. Off the glass. It's in. Williams takes her right to the rim and scores. Double figures now for Williams. Eighth straight game in double figures. 21st overall this season. 3:08 to play before halftime. Three-point USC lead with the ball. Marshall hands off to Watkins. Lights in her defense. Juju dribbles to her left. Flips it to Smith. Smith on McCray, working in the paint now. Smith up with the right hand. No good. Marshall collects it down low. Porter tries to swipe it away. Marshall, short jumper. Trickles off the left side of the rim. Samuels right there. She'll put it up and in. And I think Sarah Williams has lost her contact. And it just fell out. I just saw it fall out of her face. Nice catch. She catches the... fell out of her eyes, I guess. So she's going to have to go get some contact solution. I think this happened last home game, too. 27-22, USC. Another thing the Badgers, besides obviously stopping this high-scoring USC offense and trying to score on their Big Ten best defense, another thing is rebounding for SC. They are second in the conference, almost 43 rebounds per game, and right now the Badgers are winning the battle of the boards by one. 19-18, but offensive rebounds USC after that last possession now up 5-4. Wisconsin holding steady right now with the seventh-ranked Trojans. 2:35 to go, second quarter. Wisconsin down 5 with the rock. Porter, outside left. Porter still handling the basketball. Now picks up her dribble, finds Williams near the left wing. Sarah, couple dribbles, back to Ronnie. Drives in from the left. A runner is flipped up, no good. Rebound, Heckle. USC outlet, right sideline to Smith. Now inside, Iria Fan had some space and lays it up and in. Right around Williams. USC up by 7. Approaching 2 minutes to go before the half. Wisconsin moves it into the front court. It's Leitzinger, defended by Yvonne O'Hoffman. Leitzinger, top of the key. Nat with the basketball. Bouncing to Cron. Cron around Watkins. In the paint. Cron, layup in. All the way to the rim. Cron took it right around Juju. Other side, Smith running it strong to the rim and scoring and getting fouled. Minute 39 to play in the second quarter, so USC comes right back with a layup, and now a three-point play opportunity for Kennedy Smith. A freshman from Chino, California, coming off 11 points, 4 rebounds, 4 steals at Iowa. Smith tonight has 2 points, 2 boards, and 1 assist. Free throw, no good. McCray secures it for Wisconsin. And a travel against Cron right away as McCray got it to Cron. Cron runs into the defense of Heckle and then moved her feet, didn't put the ball on the floor. 24 for the Badgers, down by 7, 31-24. USC basketball after Wisconsin turns it over for the 13th time in the half. Watkins on Leitzinger, foul against Knapp. And that's the team's fifth, so that puts Juju Watkins to the free throw line. USC now in the bonus. 2 free throws coming up for Watkins. Wisconsin has been doing a good job against the Big Ten's leading scorer, 24.7 points per game. Watkins has 2 points so far in the half. She'll have 2 free throws. Knocks down the first. 84% free throw shooter. Last season she was 85%. I'm not sure what the delay is right now. I think we're ready to go. Here's Watkins. Got them both. USC on top by 9. Now Porter trapped in the backcourt. Tries to dribble out of trouble. Throws it up the left sideline. Picked up Cron. Pass deflected. Stolen. Into the hands of Watkins. On Porter. Layup with the left hand falls. 35-24. And just like that, it's back to double figures for USC. Porter throws all the way down the right sideline where it's caught by Williams on the wing. Wisconsin having some issues trying to get the ball out of the backcourt right now against USC's backcourt defense. 6-0 run, USC inside. McCray takes a hop, lays it up and in. Big move down low from Carter McCray. 47 seconds to go in the half. Smith launches a three, rattles in on the right side. Timeout Wisconsin with 39 and a half seconds to go in the second quarter. Marissa Mosley needs a break. 38-26 USC now with its largest lead of the game. It's at 12. Badgers earlier in the quarter had a nice 8-0 run. They were down 23-12, got it to within three at 23-20. Also trailed at 25-22, but USC has slowly started to pull away as the quarter has unfolded. .5 seconds to play. The Badgers in the second quarter trail by 12. 36% from the floor is Wisconsin. USC is 44% from the field. And the Badgers looking to inbound. It's Porter. Finding Jimenez. Bouncing back to Ronnie. Throws to the left side. Caught by Cron across the timeline. Badgers break it. Cron. Cross court. Over to Jimenez. Far half of the court. Throws it back to McCray. 27 seconds to play in the quarter. Williams has it out on top. Drops it off inside. McCray fadeaway on Watkins and it rolls in. McCray coming to life late in the second. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Wisconsin down by 10. See if they can hold off USC one more time. Watkins on Jimenez. No, and a foul though. Watkins had it down low and just went right to the rim. And with 5.4 seconds to play in the quarter, USC will have a couple of tries at the free throw line. Just a moment ago, Watkins had just a couple of points, and now with 6 points, there's a couple of free throws upcoming. That one's no good. 5.4 seconds to play in the quarter. Next one. From Watkins. That one rattles in. Porter, backcourt, dribbles up the right sideline. Up ahead, Myers catches. Nope. Off her hands with 0.7 seconds. Or is it off USC? Who touched it last? That's the question. Trojan touched it last. So the Badgers will have 0.7 seconds to get a shot away. 39-28 USC. Akun Wafo comes in. And Watkins will come out. 0.7 seconds. Porter inbounding sideline right. Myers doesn't get the shot away. And we have reached halftime. Halftime in Madison. And seventh-ranked USC leads Wisconsin 39-28. Trojans outscored the Badgers 22-16 in that second quarter. Coming up at the half, we'll run through the team and individual numbers for you. Take a look at that Big Ten scoreboard. One game of note for Badger fans as you look at the Big Ten standings. We'll tell you how those games are unfolding in the conference. And up next, though, my halftime interview with Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime here tonight at the Kohl Center in Wisconsin, trails number 7 USC by 11, 39-28, your halftime score. Time for tonight's halftime interview, and before this evening's contest, I caught up with Wisconsin point guard Ronnie Porter, and here is tonight's conversation. At the half with Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter. When this team is at its best, what's happening on the court?
Everybody's just clicking. Everybody's together. It's either a close game or we're winning a game against really great teams. And when we're at our best, you can tell and you can feel it in the atmosphere that it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. This team has played really well against top 10 opponents here at home, and that's exactly what we have tonight against USC. What is the key to staying or hanging with a ranked team like USC or any top 10 team?
They're a great team, but so are we. Numbers don't scare us, shouldn't scare anybody, but we're coming to this game like it's just another team we have to play. Even though they have great players, we have great players as well, and we're just going to battle start from finish.
Talking with Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter here at halftime, there was recently a Big Ten network piece about you. People can check that out. It's on the social media of Wisconsin women's basketball, but I think Coach Marissa Mosley said you have a knack of being in the right place at the right time. Is that true, or how do you always end up being in the right spot at the right moment?
I mean, I think it's true. I mean, I watched the game from when I started playing that it's small guards can do things that a lot of people don't expect us to do, and you just got to learn the game and learn when the ball's coming off, where it's going to go, and just how I can affect the game in areas outside of just being a facilitator. Yeah.
So much is made about your height. Is your height ever used to your advantage?
Yeah, I think so. Like, especially on a defensive end, like getting up in people or like just making people work on a defensive end, and then on them guarding me, like it's harder to guard somebody my size and somebody that's not like twice my size, I believe. So yeah.
I want to get to know you a little bit. Ronnie, is that your full name? It's Ronnie?
Yes, it is Ronnie, full name.
Okay, that's a pretty unique name.
Yeah, it's unique. I mean, it runs in a family, so I mean,
okay.
For me, it's not unique, but for a lot of other people to hear it, yes. Some people kind of think it's like Veronica, but no, it's Ronnie.
Just straight up Ronnie. Now, you have three siblings, is that correct? Did you guys grow up competing against each other?
Oh, all the time. There was never a day where we didn't fight, cry. We went to war with each other, but that's why we all came out the way we are, and we're all strong for each other, 10 toes down behind each other.
Yeah. Now, your mom also was your coach in high school, so that's on that Big Ten Network piece as well. What's the best advice do you think maybe she's given you as far as being a basketball player?
To play my game. Don't care what anybody else thinks or who's in front of me. Just play my game. And at the end of the day, it's going to show the great player I am.
Final question for you. Speaking of games, you and I talked earlier this season. You said you like to play video games in your downtime, Fortnite, 2K, those types of things. I've heard about this game that the team plays. It's called Heyday.
Yeah.
It's on you're smiling. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you participate?
I know what you're talking about, but it's not my style. I'm not really like the phone gamer. I'm like PlayStation, like Fortnite, 2K. No, really, like phone games like that, but I do like that my teammates, you know, can bond through that.
It's like a farming game, so it's like you like grow crops, and that's a lot different than like fighting people or whatever.
Yeah, I think my way of gaming is a little better, but you know, I'm not gonna take that away from them.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you.
That's Ronnie Porter here at the half, back with more after this. This is Badgers Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime tonight at the Kohl Center, 7th-ranked USC 39, Wisconsin 28, and the Badgers are shooting 38% from the floor, USC 44%. Wisconsin, not a lot of volume from behind the three-point arc, but they're very effective. 3 of 4 shooting the three-point shot, 75%. USC is 2 of 7 from deep. At the free throw line, the Badgers have gotten there three times and made all three, 7 of 11 for USC. We've been watching the battle of the boards, rebounding. Wisconsin plus 1 at the half at 20 to 19. Let me mark that down. That's a good number. 20 rebounds to 19 for USC. Offensive rebounds, however, 5-4 USC, and a slight advantage for the Trojans on second chance points at 2 zip. Team assists, 7 in the first half for Wisconsin, 9 from USC. Turnovers, that's the big number. 14 turnovers, also make note of that. 14 Wisconsin turnovers at the half. USC has 6, and the Trojans plus 10 on points off turnovers at 12-2. That's a big difference right there. In the paint, 20-14 USC, plus 6. On the fast break, plus 7, 10-3 USC. Blocks, 4-3 USC. Steals, 8-2 USC. Wisconsin has never led in this game. USC has led by as many as 12. Right now, it's 39-28 at the break. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers, who's leading for the Badgers, and how is Wisconsin's defense handling Juju Watkins. We'll take a look at the individual numbers next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
After that, scoring goes to Tess Myers. Couple of threes, 2 of 2, 6 points and 2 rebounds. 5 points from Natalie Leitzinger. She's also made a 3 and picked up 1 rebound. 4 points from McCray with 5 boards. And Lily Cron has 2 points on a layup. Porter hasn't scored but has 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Douglas hasn't scored but has 3 rebounds and 1 assist for Wisconsin. Jimenez, 0 points in 3 minutes. We'll take a final break and come back. Get a quick check of the Big Ten scoreboard, too, when we come back. And the second half is next, too. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
So isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Moment.
moments away from the start of the third quarter. John Oddie is with you, and the Badgers trail 7th-ranked USC 39-28. Top 15 teams in the Big Ten Conference make the Big Ten Tournament in Indianapolis in early March. Right now, Wisconsin, 14th spot in the conference at 2-9. A game up on Rutgers and Purdue at 1-10, and now a game and a half up on Penn State. Penn State now 1-11 in the Big Ten after a loss to Washington today, 82-71. Wisconsin holding on to that 14th spot, but Penn State, Rutgers, Purdue, and Northwestern all fighting for that 15th spot currently. So things are tight in the conference standings as the teams look to get to Indy for the Big Ten tournament. Third quarter is underway. USC has the basketball with an 11-point lead. Here's Iria Fenn inside, blocked out of bounds by Williams, but a whistle and a foul called against Sarah. Williams almost had the block there. That would have been her fourth of the game. Three first half blocks. But that one instead called a foul against Williams, and it's her second of the game. So Kiki Iria Fenn steps to the free throw line. 17.8 points per game and 80% free throw shooter. So here's checking the time, it looks like. On the clock, 9:26 is what we have. They've adjusted it now. It says 9:42. And I think we're good now. Okay. Kiki Iria Fenn at the free throw line, adjusting the clock time. So 39:28 right now. USC lead and at the free throw line. Free throw drilled by Iria Fenn. Preseason AP All-American. Last season at Stanford, scored 19.5 points per game and grabbed 11 rebounds. Makes two and then blows a kiss to the student section. All right, 41-28. USC Badgers break the press in the backcourt. Porter, front court, left baseline, pull up. Jumper is short. Hauled in by Marshall. Trojans basketball. USC front court. Watkins throws it to the left. Von Ohlhofen drives in and kicks to the free throw line. Marshall, high rainbow shot is saved from going out of bounds by USC. Now Watkins, free throw line jumper blocked by Williams. Picked up by Wisconsin. Fourth block of the game for Williams. Now Sarah posting up down low and a foul called against Iria Fenn. USC, four blocks tonight for Sarah Williams. Blocking Watkins on that last possession on the 15-foot jump shot by Juju. Badgers ball. Looking for their first points of the third quarter. Porter on top, defended by Watkins. Shot clock's getting down to 10 now. Watkins going to pick the pocket of Porter. Has it up the right sideline. Watkins flies in strong, reverse layup, no. Williams gathers that rebound, and she'll dribble into the front court. Now the Badgers with possession. Down low to McCray. McCray, a move around the rim, no, but a foul. So that'll be USC's second team foul. Iria Fenn gets called for her second. And McCray will go to the free throw line. 4 points for McCray. Transfer from Northern Kentucky. She was the Horizon League Rookie of the Year, Freshman of the Year last season. Free throw's no good. Coming off 11 points, 9 rebounds. She's gone for double figures her last two games and has just missed out on double-doubles with 9 rebounds each of her last two. Next free throw is through. That's the first point of the third quarter for Wisconsin. 8:30 to play in the third. USC up 41-29 with the basketball. Watkins, left of the wheel. Goes to Marshall, right of the wheel. Williams gives her some space. Now over to Von Ohlhoffen. Gets the screen by Marshall. Has it in the corner. Double team. Bounces inside. Marshall on Myers. Size advantage. It's good. And a foul. That was 6'4" against 5'9". And Marshall gets the bucket. And now an opportunity at a three-point play. Senior from L.A. is USC's leading rebounder and a 75% free throw shooter. 9 boards per game. And that free throw is no good. Rebound, boxing out. It's McCray picking it up for the Badgers. 43-29. USC largest lead of the game now, 14 for the Trojans. Williams, mid-post left. Working on Marshall. Sarah tries a step through. Ball poked down to the floor by Marshall. Good defense, and it's stolen by USC. Von Ohlhoffen, front court to Watkins on the wing. Leitzinger closes out. Watkins calls for a screen. Gets one. Top of the key. Working on Leitzinger to the right elbow. Two players around her. Ball loose. Picked up Marshall. Jumper in the corner is no good. And it's McCray picking up her 8th rebound of the game. Myers for the Badgers. Looks inside. Caught by Williams. Left of the lane. A dribble and a drive. And it's blocked out of bounds by Marshall. Rhea Marshall leads USC 2.2 blocks per game. At the top of the Big Ten leaderboard along with Sarah Williams, who now will leave the game. .726 to play third quarter. USC leading Wisconsin by 14. Douglas. Top of the key, backdoor cut, Porter has it, lays it up and in. The feed from Douglas and the finish by Porter. Got by the USC defense. Off the glass for two. Front court, USC. And now a whistle away from the basketball and a foul against Douglas. .43-31 USC. By 12. Iriafen catches the inbounds to Watkins. Mid-range jumper on the right is pure. Watkins nails the jumper. She's got 9. Front court, Tess Myers and the Badgers. Now Porter standing at the motion. W has the basketball. 6:50 to play third quarter. 45-31 USC. Porter bouncing to McCray. Low block left. McCray backing down. Against USC is coming over to help out on a double team is Smith, and Smith runs into McCray. Foul USC, their third as a team, second against Smith. 14-point deficit for the Badgers as Porter is looking to inbound. Throws it over the top of the defense, caught on the wing by Leitzinger. To Douglas, steers it over to the right side. Porter, return pass to Hallie out on top. Chest pass over to Myers. Now to McCray. Top of the key. Downhill. Down the paint. McCray up off the glass for two. Tough move. Carter McCray for two. USC throwing it into the front court. Nearly out of bounds. Badgers try to save it on the baseline. And Douglas steps out of bounds. It'll be USC ball. Trojans lucky that's not a turnover. Basketball, 6:20 to play in this third quarter. .45-33 Trojans. Iriafen catches the inbounds, has it out on top. McCray picks her up. Now Iriafen in the paint, spinning, turning, jumper in. 10-footer in the lane is good by Iriafen. Has 13. 47-33 Trojans over the Badgers, and then McCray catches down low on the left and is fouled by Iriafen. That's their third, and so USC's leading scorer tonight has just picked up her third foul. coach Lindsey Gottlieb and keeping Iriafen on the floor. Iriafen, 13 points, 4 rebounds, now 3 fouls. And Williams comes in for the Badgers. Inbounds Wisconsin. Douglas has it outside left. USC up 47-33. Left baseline, jumper by Williams is through. Williams up to 13 now. Badgers going to need her if they want to make a move. Watkins runs into Leitzinger, and Natalie Leitzinger will be called for a foul. Third, check it, fourth team foul against Wisconsin. Second called against Leitzinger. Heckel now out on top between the circles for USC. 5:39 to play, third quarter. Inside it's Watkins, right of the lane on Leitzinger. Watkins kicks it out, top side, Smith three, pops out, no good. Heckel chases it down, offensive board. Trojans, cross-court passes, deflected and stolen. Across the timeline, Leitzinger. Over to Porter, right half the court. Drives around Howell, kicks out to Douglas on the wing. Now back out to Leitzinger. Leitzinger over to the right. Porter catches. 5:09 and counting to play in the third. Ronnie dribbles top of the key. Shot clock down to 10. Screen by Williams. Porter left of the lane. Hesitates. Drives. Kicks. Back out now. Williams long two. Grazes the front rim. Coming out of nowhere. Offensive rebound is Porter. Fresh 20 seconds for the Badgers. Skip it to the far side corner. Three is in for Tess Myers. Corner three for number three. Badgers' fourth three-point make out of 5 tries tonight. 47-38, USC lead and the basketball, but Wisconsin's hit 4 of their last 5, making things interesting. Third quarter, Watkins right side, out on top, a drive down the middle of the paint by Howell, and she'll bank it off the glass for 2. 11-point USC lead. 4:13 to play, third quarter. Left sideline, Porter moves to the front court. Left of the lane, Williams has it. Williams down low, turnaround shot, missed. Douglas, offensive board out to Porter. Right baseline, Porter picks up her dribble. Now looking for somewhere to go, throws it back between the circles to Myers. Shot clock's at 10. Myers still with it, defended by Smith. Smith comes away with the steal, other side, missed the layup, rebound Myers. Wisconsin catches a break. Front court, Badgers down by 11, 49-38 USC. 3:33 to play in the third. Entry pass looking for Williams, fouled from behind. Akunwafo will be called for that foul. And we've got a timeout on the floor, 3:30 to play in the quarter. It's USC 49, Wisconsin 38. And this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
For thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
Well,
Tonight's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs, and that's spelled R-O-E-H-L. It is National Girls and Women in Sports night tonight here at Wisconsin. Seventh-ranked USC leads the Badgers 49-38, but Wisconsin's playing a top-10 team pretty tough on its home court again tonight, and a good crowd here for National Women, Girls and Women in Sports Day, and nice crowd. Lower bowl pretty much full here at the Kohl Center. And like I said, Wisconsin's playing really well. Badgers in that second quarter shot 58%. This quarter, they're 4 of 8 from the floor, 50%, out shooting USC, who's 4 of 10 in the game. USC, 43%. Wisconsin, almost up to 41%. So the Badgers hanging with them. Part of the difference here tonight, Wisconsin, by the way, more three-pointers as well. Part of the difference, though, is turnovers. 17 turnovers in this game for Wisconsin, 10 more than USC. That's led to a 12-5 advantage on second chance points, so a 7-point advantage there in the paint. USC also leading 26-18, and then on the fast break, USC's plus 7 as well. Right now, the scoreboard, though, shows 49-38, number 7, USC over the Badgers. As we return to the action, it's Sarah Williams at the free throw line. First free throw up and in. And the next one falls off, no good. So one of two at the line, 10-point game, 49-39, Trojans ball. Heckel front court, Cron steps out at the top of the key to defend. The Smith high post working on Douglas, strong to the rim. It's going to hang on the left side of the rim for about a second and then fall through. Unbelievable. 51-39. You could have went up to the rim and just blown on that thing and pushed it off course. Pass by Douglas is intercepted. Heckel the other way for USC. Layup in. Turnover and more points off turnovers for USC. 53-39. And just like that, the Trojans back on top by 14. They made five of their last seven from the floor. Badgers ball. Douglas pushes a pass to Myers. Near side over to Cron on the wing. Heckel defense. Cron out on top. Caught by Myers. Shot clock's under 10. Myers looks inside, looking for Williams. She gathers down low. Big move by Sarah Williams. It's good. And a foul. Up with the right hand, down low on the right. It's Williams for two and one. Wisconsin getting it to their all Big Ten pick, Sarah Williams. Preseason all Big Ten selection in the conference. He was first team last season, and Akunwafo will be called for that foul. 16 points, four boards, four blocks tonight for Williams. Free throws in. 17 now for Williams. She's scored in double figures in eight straight games over her last seven. Williams scoring 21.2 overall this season, just over 19. Third best scorer in the Big Ten. Howell connects for three on the left wing for USC. It's just the Trojans' third three-pointer of the game. Three out of nine now for USC. 2:05 to play third quarter. 56-42 USC. Cron falling out of bounds. Throws it to McCray. Lucky for the Badgers. Inside Porter. Cut to the rim. Missed it. Too strong on the overlay down low. Heckel. Back court to the front court to Howell. Galloping down the lane. Layup in. Transition points for USC. Backcourt pressure. Heckel steals, pokes it back into the play as she falls out of bounds. Badgers have a 5-on-4. Myers drills the three on the left side. Fifth Badgers three. Myers is 4-of-4. 58-45. USC lead in the ball. They've led by 16. Now up by 58-45 score. Inside Iriafen, low on the right, missed it. Williams hauls it in. 4:00. Dribbles to the front court. 1:09 to play in the third quarter. See if Wisconsin can finish the third strong. Here's Porter driving to the free throw line. Brings it back out with a dribble. Throws over to McCray. To the wing left side. It's Cron. Shot clock at 10. Cron, pull up mid-range. Got it.
Cron smashes it for the Badgers. 58-47, Wisconsin to within 11. 48 seconds to play in the third. Furia Fenn, mid-post right. Finds Akun Wako, layup in. Had a path open up right to the cup, and she took it. 60-47, SC on top of the Badgers. 30 seconds to go in the third. Here comes Porter to the front court. Ronnie has it outside right for the UW. Throws to McCray. She's open at the free throw line. Won't take it. Now puts it on the floor. Spins on Irifin. Blocked. Picked up USC. 15 seconds. They're on the fast break. Powell on Porter. Driving. Layup in. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Wisconsin still got a push. Down to 7. They inbound. Cron catches backcourt. Down to 5. Up ahead. Porter checks the clock with 3. Porter. Runner at the free throw line. Will not drop at the buzzer. Decent look there by the Badgers to end the third. They cannot get it to go. And USC hit 6 of its last 11 from the floor. And after three quarters, it's USC 62, Wisconsin 47. Three quarters in the books. And we'll be back with the final 10 minutes of this one next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. After three, USC leads Wisconsin 62-47. Time for today's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go back to the end of the first quarter, and Sarah Williams coming up clutch for the Badgers. Bouncing inside, Williams with 2 seconds. Williams off the window. It's good at the buzzer. Now Wisconsin, other side. Myers tries a three, and it's in. There you go. That Sarah Williams bucket was an and one. She made the free throw, 17-12 after the first quarter. But that was tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. All right, USC and Wisconsin will head to the fourth quarter with the Trojans on top, 62-47. They've led by as many as 16 in this game. Right now, 15-point Trojans lead. Here's Leitziger fighting her way to the basket. Up, no, but a foul. Reach in against Samuels. And a foul to start things off here at the fourth quarter at the Kohl Center. Natalie Leitziger to the free throw line for Wisconsin. We're as a team. The Badgers are 6 of 8 from the line tonight. Free throw, no good. 6 of 9. Wisconsin comes in with a 2-9 Big Ten record. Next one in by Nat. And it's in. Here's Watkins on the left side, but a whistle and a foul. Against the Badgers. It'll be
the first team foul, and they get Leitzinger with her third. Von Ohlhofen, right elbow for USC. 9:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Step back long two, rolls in. Von Ohlhofen up to nine. USC on top, 64-48. Here's Leitzinger losing the basketball on the right sideline. It'll be USC ball. Turnover by Wisconsin, number 19 tonight. Watkins rises for a right corner three, and she splashes it. 67-48 Trojans. 19-point lead now. Williams catches down low on the left, leans into a layup, and it's in. 19 points from Sarah Williams tonight. Leads Wisconsin in scoring. 8:40 to play. 17-point lead. Von Ohlhofen, jumper at the free throw line, falls. And a timeout by the Badgers. 69-50 USC, matching its largest lead of the game. It's the Trojans by 19. Timeout Wisconsin. Back after this break, and this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country